Okay. Put on the gas today. We've got to finish up today. Okay, so let's remember what we're up to. Basically, we've done Hatovas, the Seder Amar, Hatovas Chomesh Neiris Kodemus L'Dam HaTomid. We did the Chomesh Neiris, we did the Dam HaTomid. They davened, whatever that's called, the Reader's Digest davening that they did over there. We have left now Hatovas Shtei Neiris and Ketoiris. That's the next steps, and that's basically all the Masichta tells us. There'll be other things left off, which are left out here, but let's go. Mishneh Dalet. Mishneh Zocho B'Ketoiris. Hoyenoitel as Hakaf. He would take a kaf. Now, a kaf was a spoon or a bowl of some, a bigger one. Doima l'tarkav godel shel zov. Marzek yishloi shokav. That held three kav. V'habozoch. Bozoch was a smaller type kli. Hoye b'soy choy. Molei v'godush. The bozoch was full, overflowing, molei v'godush, heaping, whatever you call, with the ketoiris. He put that into the kav. I'm sorry, into the kav. You got the picture that he's carrying a small one full of ketoiris in a big one. Okay, why would he have to make life so complicated? So to explain like this, because as he's walking, you're talking about a heaping thing, it's ketoiris, he's talking about a fine powder, it's going to spill out. So we have the big one to catch it. Why not just take the big one? Forget the little one. So he says, it's some more covered shamayim that the haktarish you've done with a full heaping thing. It looks nice. So we have a full heaping thing and sitting in a bigger thing. Molei v'godush ketoiris. V'kisui hoyoloi. It had a cover. Now this is a confusion. Do we mean the little one had a cover or the big one had a cover? It's not clear. U'kimin metutlis hoyo olov milmailon. Now metutlis is also not clear. Some say it means on that cover there was like a ring. That's how you picked it up. Some say metutlis you have in Shabbos, the agamul yetzu metutelis. It's like a piece of cloth. It's like a decoration. That on top of the cover was a decorative piece of material. Now we're not clear at all. Some learn it means the little one was covered. Some learn the big one was covered. Some learned them, the Rambam learns they both were covered. It means kisu hoyolo to the smaller one. And the mutotelis was on the bigger one, on top of the bigger one. Now why would you cover that with a shmat? Not a shmat, a nice piece of cloth. Then most of them claim to keep the smell in. We want the reyach kept in. The problem here, the first all raises, which is, there is no good answer, is once you have a cover on that smaller thing, then nothing's going to spill out. You don't need the bigger thing. It's a problem. Nobody has an answer for that. If you learn it to cover, the smaller one is covered, which in Rambam is before it's covered. And what was the problem? I mean, everyone claims you need the bigger one for the overflow. There's not going to be any overflow because it's covered. I don't know. And I couldn't find an answer for that. Okay. Now, let's remember the ketoiris. How does the ketoiris work? He goes into the heichol, the mizbeach apnim, right? But there's no fire on that thing. You have to take a machta full of gecholim from the outside. Mi shezocha b'machta, whoever was zoich in the machta, whoever has the schus to bring it, that's a separate person going to bring in the machta full of coals. Now, Misha Zocha Bamachta, that's a riddle. We never had him. We had a lineup before. Binapini, Menaira, Kitaires, the list of the four people over there, before the parts of the animal. It's an ancient history. I forgot where it is. Where it was that list? The original pious. One second. The first pious was made. Yeah, the beginning of the third paragraph. Right. Sheikhet Zoyk Medashin and does. We never had anybody who got this. In the Gemara, Yuma explains the person who was Zoyk in the Ketoiris, that was pious number two, it's up to him. He picks out anybody he wants. So Misha Zocha B'machta is a friend, apparently, of that fellow. Okay. Misha Zocha B'machta. Notel Machtas Kesef. Again, an interesting thing. He's going to take it in a golden Machta. But they make it a two-step process, except on Yom Kippur. He takes a silver Machta, digs into the Mizbech and gets coals, goes down and pours that into, they say he takes four kabim, and he pours that into a three carbon thing, because it's going to be, whenever you pour it, it's going to be overflow. So he takes four carbon at first, he needs three at the end of the day. He pours three. Why go through all the motions? So the Gemara says, because the kli gets ruined when it goes into the fire all the time, so I didn't want to use a golden kli. Now, here it says minakol zapnimius, but in the Mishnayis it doesn't. All the Rishonim say to take it out. Because minakol zapnimius, it says back there in Perek Beis, by the Trumas HaDeshen. Because there we're after Deshen. Basically ash, very close to air, very small gecholim. There he had to dig in and get the mukolas apnimius, the most burned up ones. Fakev, here we're after gecholim. We're not looking for desh, we're looking for burning coals. We're trying to burn something. So those words go out. It's ponas the gecholim, eloch ve'eloch. What are you moving away? You're moving the ones on top. So some say you're moving away because on top there may be still pieces of burning wood. That we don't want. Or the Rosh says, because the coals on top, if you ate a barbecue lately, it's about season, the coals on top are not that hot. The ones inside will be hot and burning through. Those are the ones we want. The chota. Yorad v'iran, he went down the ramp at Mizbeach, and when he was on the floor of the thing, he poured from one into the other. Points out that the fish is oil, practically. Because if you poured, we don't want the pouring done on the Mizbeach, because as you're walking down that slanty ramp, you're zich going to lose coals. So he waits till he gets down to on the floor. He pours from the fourth thing into the three thing. L'toich shel zov. Again, why not use the Zob at the beginning? The Gemara says in Yuma, because HaTorah Chos HaMomonim Shel Yisrael. Just a problem, because in the Migdash we usually say, Ein Aniyiz B'mokam HaShiris. It's that busy. The Ritzvah, they all ask it. Basically, the Tiferet Yisrael says, it's a judgment call. I mean, there's limits. It doesn't mean you can walk in Mesa Migdash and destroy things. I mean, there's limits. HaChazal figured it out. Somehow they felt here it was not worth making using golden klifah. Now, you're pouring from a 4 to a 3. That means a Kav of Gecholim are going to fall on the floor. Nispazim imenu ki Kav Gecholim. He would sweep them in. There was a stream running through the base. I mean, you don't want anybody to get burnt. Or what's Tutmin Shabbos? Shabbos, there's a problem. Pashtus Muktzah. Most people know the problem is Muktzah here. It could be Mechab. Yeah, okay, Mechab. Also, it's true. Leguf, it's Drabonas. What if it's Drabonas? But it's one of those Shusim that they decided to be Machmer on here. Ubi Shabbos, hoye keifel in Psachte. Psachte was a big pot. But you can't take it out. You want anybody to get hurt on it. It's hot. So you put down on it a big pot. Upsachte hoyse kli godl. Machzek is less. That's quite big. 15 kurim. Ushtei shar shereis hoyu bo. Because it was also used. The psachte was also used. It was used to take down the deshen, the heavy deshen from the mizbeach. It's a big pot. They would fill it up on top and sort of roll it down the ramp. One person would stand on top. It had two chains on it. One person would stand, one guy would stand on top. Again, you have a big pot full of ashes. You roll it down a ramp, it's going to be a mess. So one person is down pulling it. But the person's on the top holding back on the chain, so it shouldn't tumble over. Where are we? Good. The guy on top pulls, it shouldn't roll out of control. It's the other way around. Achashu Moshe, the one who's pulling it down the kevesh, the yerid, the achashu oichis bo milamalon bishvil shalot is galgil. And this psach has served three purposes in Beis Hamikdash. Shloisha dvorim oisa mishameshes. Number one, what we just said, koifin oisa al gabi gecholim. Two, al asheretz bishabes. If a sheretz is found in midi, there's a problem muktzah. I'm sorry, that's al smachabe. There's a problem muktzah. So it's tom. So usually we take it out, but on Shabbos we can't take it out. Depends where it is. If it's any way that you chayv chorus, up till the Azor, they're going to take it out even on Shabbos. But if you pass the line of chorus, it's just a lav, Shabbos, they let it go, they put it down the psach there. And that's two purposes. And third purpose, what we said with the deshen, umoridin boes ha-deshen, me'agabeim is beyah. They would slap it down with the two chains, that's how they did it. Okay. Higiyu. Now, this is not an easy mission. What's exactly going on over here? But these, they have two koyanim now heading towards the ulam and the heichal. One is carrying the machto, and one is carrying the bozoch sitting in the kaf with the ketoyis. One's the machto, one's his helper from the machto. Higiyu ben ulam, so they're moving west towards the kodesh. When they get between ulam and mizbeach, somebody else, not the lecheras ha-magrefo. Now, we had magrefo before, but it's not that magrefo. That magrefo was a musical instrument. This magrefo basically is a big pot of some sort. It's a big, it's a pot. You used it to throw down to make noise, push it. We also had a magrefo that they used for the deshen. Before getting different magrefos, they said the points out. Vizorko bein ulam v'la mezbeah. They threw it down to push it to make a noise. People should know that we were up to. In Adam Shomea, Kol Chaveru B'Yerushalayim Mikol HaMagrei, with such a loud, what do you call it, a loud sound. Now, what exactly the purpose is? It's not 100% clear why Punk at this point we're doing this, but it's to get people alerted that we're beginning to move and we'll soon be finished. It's a little bit out of place because we're in the middle still. We're not finished. We still have to do that Tovish Teineris and then the Ketoiris. Then after that, they can go into be Mishtakaved. Once the Averis Shachar is over, we're not up to that yet. But whatever it is, they're waking up people, getting sort of a shtickle early alarm. You know that we're soon coming to the time that we're going to have to all get ready. When they will point out they're not going in l'shtachmes now. They're not. We got things to do before that. It means to say that we're coming close to that. I mean, there are chronim that the marich is very willing with a kesher. Why do it now? Do it later when it's time. But nobody has a good explanation. That's what's going on. Who rots uba? I mean, somebody says something outside. He's doing something. He knows to come because soon we're going to be ready for everybody to go in l'shtachmes. When they finish, there was a chance then to be mishtachavet inside. Okay. Uben Levi, Shoshomeas Koila, Yodei Shechval Yim Nichnos L'Davar Shu, was soon coming to the Shir. Because we're going to do Atovish Teneres with the Ketoiris, with the Mincha, with that, and then it's going to come Nisu Chayayin, which is the Shir, so everybody has to go to Bo. The Rosh HaMaimad, Ho Yemaimed Es HaTmeim B'Shar HaMizroch, he would stand up the Tmeim of that Beis Av, those Koyanim who weren't Ro'i Lavod, he would put them up by the Shara Mizroch, where everybody could see them. What's the epis? So the Gemara Pesachim says two pshotim. Either it's levaishom faket to embarrass them, that they shouldn't become tome, they should be more careful next time. Or faket, it's pnei hachshad. It's to save them, because people, what do you have? You have koyanim. They're going home. It's early in the morning, they're going to go home, because they're tomein. It doesn't look good. Why are they going home? They're from this mishmar. Why are they going home? Why don't they stay and do some avodah beis hamikdash? If this was an announcement to people, don't be choishing them. They got to go home because they have a problem of tumah. So it's interesting, Gemara. Either it's faket to be mevayish them. You guys, these guys are tomei. They're not going to do it again so fast. They'll be more careful. Or faket, it's to save them. The people talking about, what's this guy taking a day off? I mean, it's going to take a ball game. This guy's supposed to be avodah beis hamikdash. He's tomei. Okay. Hadron aloch omlem amemuna.
When they had the
girls
for the
Keteris,
the two people that was
there,
the one
we said already, gotta come on time. The guy, the Gemara says in Chofei Numa, the guy who wins the Keteris can pick his buddy. Gemara, that's how we go. Okay, now they're proceeding, correct? Now there's an interesting thing over here. You have these two fellas walking in, they're gonna do the Keteris basically, right? But there's a job that's gotta be done before them. We still have Atova Shtei Neiris here. Also, don't forget, the guy who did Hatovas Dishuv Derapnimi, he left the tenny inside full of dust. And this guy left the kuz full of the junk from the menorah. Because we said it all has to go out together after Hatovas Shtei Neiris. So as these two fellas are walking in to do the Keteiris, those other guys got to run ahead of them and do that. Meaning the Neiris person has to get in there and do the Hatovas Shtei Neiris. He goes in with the Dishuv Mizbech HaPnimi guy. Because as soon as he finishes the Shtei Neiris, they both pick up those Kalim and get them out. That's got to be done before the Keteiris. So as these guys are proceeding to the Kodesh to do their work of Keteiris, these two guys run in ahead of them. If somebody should make us a movie, it's the most interesting what's going on over here. The at the last 4 days of work, probably takes no more than 15, we've been learning, it's probably no more than 15 minutes. I mean, I'm not even sure it takes 15 minutes, the way they describe it. Don't forget, this is all happening, it's too early. It's still too early to say Yitzharor. You're very close to Alei Sasha. You're Zichem before my Yakir. I mean, some of these calendars they got here in Monsey has Yakir 50 minutes before the Nets. You're talking about a space of very little. I said before Yakir. I mean, yeah, they keep on saying you can't say Yitzharor. I mean, it's too early to say Yitzharor. Yakir can say Yitzharor. I'm telling you, it happens fit. They were very coordinated, very synchronized, whatever you call the word. You know. Whatever. Okay. That's true, Karnim's reason. It's true. And they did it without cell phones, you know. I say it would be easy. You got the guy on top. Hello, 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 hello. You know, they didn't do it out all bad. This is, they had a primitive thing with a pot banging. It's interesting. They, you know, I'd say it was to be interesting, a project. Machanaz, a movie, you know, showing the kids how the whole thing moves. We make it for the kids, and then we would go also. You know, okay, hey. Hey, Mamayla Saulo. Oh, but they got to get ahead of them. Misha Zohu, Bishra Privam Neira, or you're Magdimen Lifneya.
Misha Zocha B'Disha Michbeh HaPnimi. He has nothing to do. He just has to pick up his... He left there a tenny full of ash. He's got to pick it up. Nichnas V'Nota Les HaTenny. V'Hishtachma B'Yotza. That's the very important thing. When a Kohen is Goymer Avedosoi, he's like Nifta Mirabboi, and he's Mishtach when he goes out. He didn't do it before because he wasn't finished. When he finishes, he's Mishtach. Misha Zocha B'Disha Mizbeach HaMenoira. Oh, now we have a shtickle problem here. Let's just take a look. We had the Mishnah before. I have to keep track where everything is, but it's at the end of the second parak. There we said, if he comes in, he finds the two Mizrochim Dolkim, he leaves them burning. That's what we said before. If he finds them out, he makes a quick edition and he lights them. Now that's not what it says here. Here it says, Mishas only am neiris. Nichnas v'not shtei neiris. That should say Mizrochim. That's a mistake. It's the Rambam. That has a whole new sheet here, but everybody else has Mizrochim. He finds the two ones Dolkim. What do we say back there? Leave them. Here state, Medashin is a Mizrochi, Umeinich is a Marovi, Dalek. What's going on here? It's very simple. There, the rabbis, there we're talking when he went in the first time to be made the Chomish neighbors. So if he finds the two neighbors lit, I've got to leave them. He got nothing to do. Here we're talking the second time around. Now it's Hatovash Tei neighbors. Now what does he find? He finds the two of them lit. The second one he leaves, because this is Mizman HaNes, the beginning of the Mishnah. That burned forever, he leaves it alone. But the Mizrochi, that he has to make Dishun. As I can say, it's like how the Nes overrides the din of Dishun. You have to make a Tovish Teneiris, a Nesh Mes. Come on. What happened to Tovish Teneiris? I can't say it's like over here. That's Yonta very busy. Good. He left it burning. Shemi Menu Hoya Madlik as Hamanoyu Shalbein Rabbayim. That's the whole trick in the Ner Amaravi. It was the first one lit at night. It burned all through the day and it was still burning to light the others from it. Okay. Motzu Shekovu. He comes in, he finds the two of them out. What do we say back there? He makes a quick dishon and lights them. That's what we're going to say here. Because there we were talking Bahatovas Chomish neighbors. So if the two of them were out, Fakari has to light them, as we explained then, so that they could be Hatovish Tei neighbors later. Now we're holding Bahatovish Tei neighbors. If they're lit, if they're out, it's all good. It's Midashno Umadliko Mimizbeyacho Oila. Now it's good. The Mizrochi, you're going to make a complete dishon. On the Marovi, what are you going to do? You're going to make a dishon and you're going to light it. Why are you going to light it? What's up with lighting the candles in the morning? What's the Ramadan? That is a famous sheet that you light candles in the morning, but nobody goes that way. Why do you light it? What's the point of lighting it? This in the first part of Mishnah Torah is Man HaNes. It never went out. Here we're talking, the Rabbi explains, after Yemei Shimon HaTzadik. It's after the Nes. So what are you lighting it for? So it faces in Menachis, because we wanted to replicate the Nes. As we wanted burning all day just as it was Bimei HaNes. So he makes a full dishun. There's nothing going on. You got to clean them out completely. And you really should wait till the evening. But he lights this one now that we should always have the Nes in mind. Now where are you going to light it from? There's no lights here. He go to the Mizbeach HaOilam. That's a posuk the Gemara has. That the Ner HaMarovi is lit from... He goes outside from the Mizbeach, brings in fire. Okay, now he's finished. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi guy is standing there with his tani. He went out already. 1 minute... He went out already. Now he's finished. Not al es hakuz. Not al es hakuz. Mimalo shnir. Because he put down the kuz, don't forget. He cleaned out one. Then he put it down because he had to go outside to get fire. Now he picked up the kuz. Mimalo shnir. Vishtachavo. Viyotza. He's finished. And he goes out. Okay. Now we're ready for the Torahs. So first comes the Machto first. Misha Zocha Ba Machto, who's the good friend of the Misha Zocha Ba Kneiris, he picked him. Sobar es hagacholim al gabi hamizbeach. He dumps out the Machto. Please make mistake before I show quick to point out. I mean, it's obvious. Don't make mistake. This is not Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he puts down the Machto. There's no mizbeach. The coals are in the Machto. You mach it on the Machto. But that never happens. During the year, you dump the coals onto the Mizbeach. The Machtas are carrying things, more than that. You make the Ketorah on the Mizbeach. So his Tzoyber makes a pile of coals like this, dumps it out. So now you got a pile of coals. But if you have a pile of coals like this, when you're going to pour the Ketorah, Ketorah is like flour, very fine flour, Hodek Eter. You're going to pour it, it's going to run right off. So you got to smooth it out. I wouldn't advise doing it with your hands. You're not coming back tomorrow so fast. So we rode it on Bishulei HaMachto. He takes the pot, whatever he's got, to the bottom. He makes a pile, he piles them down, he smooths it out. Now you have, the ganze Mizbeach, don't forget, was this big. You know, you're talking arm and arm in this whole, we're talking about a very small piece of Mizbeach. It's like this. He spreads, he bangs it down. Now you basically have a Mizbeach with spread out coals. We're all set for the Torah's person to come in. Now he's finished. Again, as before, Shmuel point out, Hishtachvoya is bepishut yodayim veraglayim. Those Shmuelnishkin games over here. Then they did it the real way. They went down flat all the way out. Good. Oh, Misha Zohabak Teres. Now, let's get the picture. Here we have a problem here. He's got a bozuch full of Teres sitting in a calf. Right? That's how he went in. Kli toch kli, basically. What he's going to have to do is. Most learn, except for one funny rab in Perikei, most learn that the haktaris has to be done from his hands. That means he's got to get that stuff into his hands, and then dumps it on the mizbeach. Now he's got a problem because there's nobody here. So he takes somebody else in with him. It's under the rug. He takes somebody else in with him. Somebody's going to have to help him. What he's going to do is he's going to give the bozoch to the friend. He's going to put the calf down on the ground. And he'll put out his hands. The friend is going to take the bozach and pour the ketores into the makdis hands. Also, not 100%, but that's the way most people learn this. Misha zocho ba ketores, ho yonoytel es ha bozach mitoich akaf. He took the bozach, the small one which has the ketores, out of the calf, the big one. Unois noili oyavoy oyle kroivoy. He took in a friend with him. He took in a friend and he gives them. There's a confusion. Did he give him the big one, the little one? But they will claim that the rabbi's mashia gave him to him. He gave him the big one. It's impossible to figure this out because then he's standing there with this pot. How is he going to get it into his hands? The Kipshuta said, the Rambam, the Pashtis, he took the little one with the Ketores and gave it to Oyavoy. He put the calf, although it's not mentioned, on the floor. Now, the main thing is not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's obvious. The Oyavoy dumps the Ketores into his hands. It's not even mentioned in the Mishnah. What is mentioned in the Mishnah? That you have to look in the calf. Because why do we take the calf? We were afraid for overflow from the bosom. So there may well, you know how to cover, that's our question, but whatever. There may be some ketores in that calf. So the Oyavo looks into the calf. And if there's any ketores there, he takes that out and also puts it. We want it all in the man's hands. If some ketores spread into the calf, explains the Rosh. It's an interesting mission. It doesn't tell us the main zach. The Rosh puts it this way. You know, it's telling us he should take that extra overflow and put in his hands. And obviously, Kol Shekein, he put the heads of ketores into the guy's hands. So Bekitza, he's now standing there with full hands of ketores, and he's ready to go. Umelamdin also. Don't forget, it's the first time he did it, Pashtis. Because Chadoshim Lekteris Ofisu, Pashtis. Unless we went through this whole Mishnah, first guy ever did it. So we give him some advice. Now again, it's the same problem you have in Yom Kippur. You're dealing here with a very small business over here. Yeah, here's your Mizbeah. Mizbeah is about the size of this Gemara. It's about the size of this Gemara. That's what we're dealing with. Now, you got hot coals over there. When you put down that, when you hit the Ketoris, hits it, it's going to shoot up a smoke for sure. But the problem is he has to be careful not to get burned. So you give a push to eights, and if he's got his hands, what do he do here? He slowly moves his hands like this, and that will spread the stuff all over. He has to move across the mizbeach. Now, if he does it this way, going out, he's going to get burned. Because as soon as he drops the stuff here, the smoke will come up, and his arms are going this. He's going to get burned. I mean. So the seichel would say, to stretch your hands over the mizbeach, and let it out this way, coming this way. That would be the same. And that's what we tell him. Be careful. We don't want any burns here. Don't start here and push forward. You'll get burned. Oh, now here come very strange words in the Mishnah. He begins to pat them down and he goes out. The very simple pshat would mean he begins to smooth it out. I mean, the ketores is smoothing it out somewhere else. It's going to... It's also coming out of pile. He wants to make a... He wants it smooth. So we take the bozuch, smooth it out, the yotz, and he's finished, and he goes out. Right? That would be the simple reading of this Mishnah. Now, the problem with that is, number one, the word... Also, it's out of order. That would mean he went out. The mission is now going to continue what he did, and at the end it says, "Iktiv ishtach v'viyotz." He didn't go out yet. It's a difficult. I mean, that's a very simple reading of the Mishnah, but it doesn't fit well. You'd have to read it like, here's the line of Yotza, and then it goes into detail what happened, actually. Also, it doesn't say Vishtachaveh, whatever. Okay, anyway. But there are many other pshatim here. The simplest is the Rosh. The Rosh learns it means like this. What did we just tell him? We gave him the advice before that he should do it this way, pulling his arms toward himself, as opposed to pushing his arms across. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Hiskel meradidon v'yoytze. He began to do it the way we told him. Hiskel meradidon v'yoytze, meaning he's pulling his hands out. Because when you pull your hands into him, that's called out, because you're pulling it out from the... That would be the simplest way to go here. Hiskel meradidon v'yoytze, meaning he followed their advice, and he began to disperse the stuff, yoytze, the pulling out of the Mishkan, out of the Kodesh, doing what we said he shouldn't get burnt. Now, lahoya maktir maktir, acha mumuna oimelo hakter. You have to do everything with rishus. So it's not clear either. Did he tell it to him before? Or is he... Now, nobody's inside there right now. Or did he scream to him from outside? Not so clear exactly what's going on over here. Where did he do it? Where was this person exactly? Yes, yeah, so first he either told him before he went in, or he's yelling him from the outside. He's now standing outside the mamun and he's yelling to him, okay, hakter. Now, what do we have to be careful about? Wait, 1 second. You always speak to the kohen gadol with more respect, hakter. Pirshu ha'om. When someone is doing an avoda inside, nobody can be in the area. They can't even be bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. So we got to clear everybody out of there. The Rosh says he taka doesn't say hakter. That's what's holding it up. He doesn't say hakter till he knows everybody's out of the area. It's clear. Parshuam v'hiktir. Now he made the ktir. That's why it's hard to learn the simple pshat, because the Mishnah is now saying now v'hiktir. Now okay v'hishtakava v'yotza. Now he goes out. It's a pasuk. V'chalodam segetav. I should bring that pasuk. Yeah, they're by the base boy like kodesh. Yeah. So midoraisi he can't be in the heichal, but midorabbanon they ask that even being ben ha'ulam v'lam is beach when you're doing avoda in the kodesh. Okay. Now the Mishnah seems to get a little sidetracked. According to most, the Chaim Lechutegel is a simple pshat. This is not talking about now. We're going down to a general point. But I told you before that once they finish the Avodas Hayyim, one is allowed to go in and Mishtachem. That's they used to do that. The people would go in, stamp to the Eichel, and be Mishtachem. It's an Avoda in itself. So meantime, we're telling you, Dinim, in which the Kohen Gadol is different than most people. I'm coming to your thing. Remind me. I found the Teresis Rup. He says they were all on the Kevish. Everything was put there. We're not going to get to today because the Mishnah doesn't discuss it anymore. It stops. The Mishnah stops short. It doesn't tell about the last few people. It's interesting. We'll see soon why. We'll attempt. But he Taki says somewhere in Teres Yisroel earlier that they were all on the Kevish. Kulon munochen ala Kevish, kidetan azayim besaz ches chavitin. My only problem is with the wine, I'll be honest. I cannot figure out how you can put a bowl of wine on a slanty Kevish and shouldn't spill out. I can't really how you can do that. You're talking about a plain bowl that was sitting in. You're talking about an angle with Kevish, a pretty steep angle. You're talking about a 16 thing and a 32. You probably got a close to a 45 angle over there. I don't know how possibly it could be, but it doesn't say it on the Yayin. He says, cool one. I don't know. But it's very thrilled here. Mamish by the end, he throws it in. Okay, remind me, we should get back to it at some point. Got a lot to do today. Let me again. Oh. But if it's a rounded bottom, it's going to... There's a bound. I don't know how you can keep a bowl unless you have a squack. The bowls there were not square. I can't imagine that. They were bowls. What? Yeah, and it's going to sit at an angle. It's a flat bottom bowl and you sit it at an angle and not full. Okay. I don't know. It's not as hard as the other things they have to do. I don't know. I just have a picture of that. Okay, that doesn't mean much either. But Bisman shekoyin godol nichtes lehishtachweis. So we'll get Kipshuta like the Ovid Silence. This is I'm telling you that there are kind of a couple of things in this parag that are special about Kohen Gadol. Have nothing to do with what we're learning now. But since we're talking about things, we already talk about it. when he would go in lehishtachlis, the chiddush here is that you can't stop walking into the heichal. It's called bi'ur ikonis. So this is the rice. The chiddush here is that going in lehishtachlis, as the Rosh says, is an avoider. Hishtachlis itself, hishtachoya avoider. So when you go in lehishtachlis, that's not called bi'ur ikonis. Now, when a normal kohen would go in, he went in. That's it, without any tara rama. The ganga ganga marches the shvone gets out of it. Kohen gadol. Our behavior towards the Kohen Gadol is very, you know, very malchustic, I suppose. Shloish oils in both. Three would always accompany, they'd be holding it. Echad b'yaminoi, echad b'smoiloi, ve'echad b'avonim toivos. You had somebody behind him holding these two kisvus ha'efod portions. Ve'kevon sh'shoma ha'memunah, k'il raglov shel Kohen Gadol. Now, he didn't have high-heeled shoes. He didn't have shoes at all, from what I remember. What do you hear? It means the pamoinim on the bottom of the me'il. Shehu yoytze, higbi aloyes ha-poroiches. He picked up for him the poroiches. He picked up for him the poroiches.
So this is in Bayashen, is the poroiches besides the doorway, besides the shah?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Kubitz, many Muslims, the Ravlin, the poroiches of the Ulam we're talking about. And even in the Heichel, in the doorway, there was a poroiches. Yeah, no, by Sheni, it was only poroiches. In my region, there was a door. By Sheni, there was no Amitrax. It was only poroiches. Two poroiches. I'm sorry, that's, I'm talking the Heichel. Yeah, it means the... That's what I said. There was it. There clearly was. The Faisyon, was all upset that there isn't. But they, all the Achorinim Chavim, the Mephushi Gemur, that there was a Heichel, like a poroiches. It wasn't full wall, but it was like a doorway poroiches. Granted, the Rav learns it means the Heichel or Ulam, but it's not so... Absolutely. Now the question is like this: what does it mean? He heard the Kohen Gadol Shehu Yoytze. Where did he come out from? So some learn very simple. He heard him coming out from his office, Poshet. He was sitting in his office. If somebody was in the office there, and he heard him coming, so he picked up the paraitas. Most don't learn that way, rather. The Rambam does not learn that way. The Rambam learns it means he heard him coming out after his hashtachvoy. He hears him coming out. He's ready to come out. He picks up the poroiches to help him go out. That's what it means here. Yeah.
That would make more sense with the Seder Mishnah.
I'm sorry?
That makes more sense with the Seder Mishnah. It's after him, some stuff.
No, it isn't. Say before. Shem Amgol Yotze. Be a loss of Nichnas. Vishtach Viyot. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, good. Well, it doesn't say, because the Nichnas Vishtach is the next guy, is the Mamuna. That's referring to the Mamuna. After the Kohen Gadol, the Mamuna goes in. The question is like this: if we learn like the Rambam, and most follow him, that means he went in on his own. He's outside the Muna, the Skan, whoever, and he hears him ready to come out. He picks up the paroiches. Why didn't he pick up the paroiches for him on the way in? The common commentary, Tos Yontif, says a very interesting thing here. A lot disagree with Tos Yontif. Says that once the day got started, they opened up the paroiches and they hung it up on hooks and they left it open. Because there were people going in and out, Misapremi and us, it was open for the day. But, so the Kohen Gadol could go in on his own. But once he went in as a sign of respect, and like to show that the Kohen Gadol is Mesiachet with Berei Olam, they would close the Poroiches for the few seconds he was in. So to go in, he didn't need anybody's help, because it was open. When he went in, they closed it for his privacy. So when he hears him coming out, he picks it up. The Goyin Zakta Poshet Ezach. On the way in, he didn't need help. On the way in, he walked. There was a curtain. He just walked right through it and lifted up. On the way out, he's walking out backwards. He can't walk out. He can't turn around the keichel. You have to walk out backwards. That's already hard to push the curtain out of the way. So he picked it up. Practical answer. Okay, interesting. Nichnas v'ishtach v'yotze. The tzkan, the mamuna, would go in after him. Nichnas v'achakei and ishtach v'yotze. Oh, now. Bo v'omdu al maila sa'ulam. Who are we talking about? We're talking now. Let's see. There's two groups. Omdu harishonim l'droim acheim akayanim v'chamisha kelim biyodim. We're all going to line up now on the ulam to give birchas koyanim. We finished already k'tayris, right? We finished. We did atov shtei neiris. We did k'tayris. And quickly, without being mentioned, we also did the haktoras eivorim. It's not mentioned here, but they also by now in the quickly. They all those stuff that was on the kevesh milamata, they gave it up and they were makter it. So now the five, we have two groups of koyanim here. We have five koyanim. We have five koyanim who were inside. There's the dishim mizbeach, the guy who's standing holding a tani. There's the menorah guy with a kuz. There's the guy who went in with the machta. There's the two people for the ketores, the machta himself and his friend. Those five kayanim, omdu harishoinim, they're called the first ones. Lidroim acheim akayanim. They stood south on the steps. That means if at this point we're now facing east, or on the steps of the ulam, we're facing east. They're to the right. Dorim would be to the right. They're standing to the right. V'chamisha kelim biyodam. Each of them is holding their kelim. Hateni biyadechod. The mizbeapnimi guy is holding the teni. Hakuz biyadechod. The menorah guy is holding the kuz. Hamachto biyadechod. The one who took the machtin. Habozuch biyadechod. V'kaf v'kisuyo biyadechod. So here you see that the kaf, the bigger one, had a cover. They bring a riot. So you have five people of those five kohanim. They are standing there holding these kelim. Why are they standing there holding their kelim? Zogdat very soil to show that they've done their work properly and they finished. So they hold the kelim. They're lined up on the right. They will soon be joined by the other kayanim. Why are they special? Because they did avoid the bifnim. Nobody else went inside. That's why they're more miyuchas. They stand to the right. Points out the goy in Ubarchu Esa'om. Now comes real birchas kayanim. We wait a few seconds. The other six guys joined them. Whatever, the eighth really. The six from the pieces, the one from the what do we call them? And they joined them there. And of course, points out the goyim. Once they start davening, they put down the kelim. They just stand there with them to show what they did. But Be'ez, they say in Birchas Koyin. First of all, you got to make them see as kapayim. They certainly put them down, and their hands are free. Ubarchu esom brocha achas, meaning Birchas Koyin. And why is it called brocha achas? Because in Migdosh they didn't stop in between the way we do to say Amen or Keni Hirotz, and they went straight. Elo. What's the difference? Shem b'medina, when you say birchas koyanim, like we do, oim b'moyser sholosh brachas. Yivarecho, omein. You Hashem, and then you say omein and yisuf. U'b'migdash brocha achas. It's not interrupted. Meantime, we get off a little sidetrack. The migdash hayoim b'mes Hashem kichsovoy. There they said the Shem, yudke vodke. U'b'medina b'kinuya, adnus. B'medina, where's the koyan? You here? Ready? Get another stuff. B'medina, koyanim noisim es yidem. It has to be with Nesias Kapayim, Yisra'ar. Kineged kisveyim. They only go this high, up shoulder height. B'migdash al gabi rosheyim. In the migdash, they picked up the hands all the way. Because since they said the Shem Amfayrish, it was a shechina mamish bein etzbois yideyim. And they picked up the hands all the way. Chutz mikein godl. Kain Godel would never pick up his hand above the tzitz, because the tzitz had written on it the Shem, Kedesh Hashem, so he didn't want to put the hands up above it, so he would make Nesias Kapayim the way we do. Shein Magbiya es yodov lemailo min atzitz. Reb Yudah Oimer, af Kain Godel, atem nish. Magbiya es yodov lemailo min atzitz, shenema vayisa aren es yodov elohom vayavorchem. Okay. Bizman she Kain Godel. Pious, we learned a lot of things. The Kohen Gadol does what he wants. It's the first mission in Yuma 2. Make what he wants. He takes any chelik he wants. Is tabanan. He does whatever he wants. Now, we are coming now. The last thing we have now is Nisul Chayayim. That's the last thing in the lineup. Again, the Taisyanta points out what happened to bringing the Evorim up. What happened to the Mincha and the Chavitim? Zog the Taisyanta, if you know it anyway. We had the order, like he said yesterday, we have the order of those people. And Taisyanta points out they were all sitting on the cabbage. Obviously, it was all done. Why are we going to discuss Evorim and Yayin? Because there are going to be special things about the Kohen Gadol. Now, how does Nisuch HaYayin work? When you go up the Kev, what do? You go up the Kev, where's Nisuch HaYayin done? On the left corner. The southwest corner. Generally speaking, when you go up to the Mizbeah, Kopinish at the Poina, we learned already, you make a right and you go this way. Except for three things, Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayin, and Oil HaSa'oif. They have to be done here. We don't want you walking around with it. Why? Because on this trip around the Mizbeach, with the open wine, open water, it could get smoky. It'll become possible. The oif, the bird, could die from asphyxiation. It's quite smoky over there. Talk about a little bird in the Koyin sand. We want to make sure she's alive when he gets here. So then we go over the din of Kopinish at the Poina. He goes up the ramp, makes a quick left into the corner. Look whom the Mishnah telling a Chiddush. The Kohen Gadol does as he pleases. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes up for Nisuch HaYayin, yeah, that's how we got to it, because we have to do Nisuch HaYayin. But that's why we're telling about Nisuch HaYayin. They say, because there's going to be something special about the Kohen Gadol, or else we'd have skipped it like we skipped the other things. He can take the route all around. Why? Because he's got the luxury of having people working for him. He doesn't carry the Yayin. He gives the Yayin to another Kohen, who waits here, while he goes all around the Mizbeach. Nobody else has that luxury. In Bezal Mitzchayim, he's got the bowl of yayin. He can't give it to somebody else. So he's got to make the left immediately. The Kain Godel has the luxury of giving the yayin to another Kain who sits there waiting for him. He makes the big root, he gives it to him, and makes the Yisrael. Now, some claim that he doesn't have to do anything. He's a Ben Melech, he can just walk around. Some say he should do some Hipuch Tzinoiris when he's going around. Some shouldn't take a vacation waltzing around in his bed. But Kipshuta doesn't have to do anything. That's a lane. He's the Ben Melech, he has the right to do that. Now, before that, skip the Mishnah. Before that, we have that the Haktor is a little different when he does it. What would usually happen? Whoever has the right to pick it up, maybe had a new pious, but who picks it up now and puts it on his bay, he would do it. The Kohen Gadol can jump in and say, I want to do it. But he doesn't pick it up and do it. The guy who had it picks it up and gives it to them and he does it. That's all we want, like you have in Yuma, by Kriya Satira. They always want people serving the Kohen Gadol. So Bismancha Kohen Gadol wrote Salahak, the Ha'il Bakevish, but Hasgan Bimino is always accompanied. He Gila Machtit Sakevish, Ochas Hasgan Bimino. When he gets halfway up, they say it starts getting steep, he's getting tired. At that point, the Skan Poshit holds him and helps him go up. The Hoshit Lo Harishin, the Rishin is the one who has the schus on the Rosh Voregel, or Rosh Voregel, the Somach Olem. This is what's new. There's no such thing. The Gemara in Yuma says, there's no such thing as smicha and shchutim. Smicha, we have on live animals. No such thing as smicha and pieces of meat. We don't have such a thing. It's a special smicha that just to show that the Kohen Gadol is special, that his Haktorah should be different than everybody else's Haktorah. And that's why it's in this Mishnah. It doesn't say about the Mincha, because the Mincha is standard. It doesn't say about the chavita goes, it's standard. This is different. Vizarkon. And he threw them onto Mizbeah. Why do you throw it? What is this, baseball practice here? Why can't he put it down nicely? Agemara. Oso oilosecho abosu vehadam. Madam bizriko? Abosu bizriko. You have to throw it, Taka. Can't say it's against Vachim. That's why there's a little space. The kevish doesn't go flush up against the Mizbeah. There's a very small space there. There's a little zrika. So that's the Rosh Voregel guy gives it to the Kohen, he throws it onto his way. Now should come the second guy. He should take, what was the second thing? The Shteyodai. Right, Shteyodai, who was second? I'm losing it for the friend. I'm losing it. Where is it again? Shteyodai. Yeah, Shteyodai. So now the Shteyodai guy should give it. No, we make one more thing. We leave the first guy always there and to double transfer. The Shteyodai guy gives it to the first guy who gives it to the Kohen Gadol. By the way of showing more Sachnots from Kohen Gadol. Hasheni Larishin, Shteyodai, Noisel Kohen Gadol, Somachleim Zorkon. Nishmat Hasheni, second guy goes away. The third guy gives it to the first guy, gives it to the Kohen. That's how they keep doing it. He does what he wants. He can choose. They give it to him. He makes a smicha. Listen, I'm tired, guys. He gives it back to him, and that guy puts it and throws it on the mizbeach. Oh, now I'm coming to what we said before. I'm sorry, I went out of way. I forgot. He wants to go around, and he can. Again, right. Karen Mizrochis. Dremis Mizrochis. Mizrochis Tzvoinis. So he's a Rosh Mizrochis Dremis. And then he comes there. Noslo Yain Lanasek. Oh, Haskan. We got to get ready now for the Shir Alevim. Haskan Oimed Alakar Vasudorim Biyado. He's got these flags because he's going to motion that people should know. Because as the Nisa goes, starts the Shir. Ain't Shir Alayayin. People have to be notified. Shnei Kayanim Oimed Al Shulchan Achalovim. The Shulchan Achalovim, if you remember, there were two tables in the corner of the Kevish and the Mizbeah. One was Shayish to put the Bevarim down. One was Kesed to put the Kalim. That's called Shulchan Achalovim. They're standing right there. Some, I think the going says because they were higher, people could see them. Ushtei Chatzaitzos Biyodim. Toku Vahariu Vitoku. Just in case people wouldn't see the Sudorm, this is a wake-up call. Get ready, guys. Keep your eyes open. We're about to go into action. It's going to be Sudor. Bov Omdu Eitzel Ben Arza. They went now over to Ben Arza, who was in charge of the Tzotzel. That's the symbol. He started the Shir Alevim. He's the first one hit. Then the others joined in. Echon Mimin Echon Mismoyla. Oh, now the Kohen Gadol. Shochel Anasech. He bent down. As he bends down to pour the Yayin, Heinef Haskan B'Sudorim. He gives the signal as Anisot HaYayin. V'Hikish Ben Arza B'Tzlotzal. That got the music getting started. There was a 13, I think, musical instruments. V'Divra Leviim B'Shir. They began saying the Shir Shel Yoyim. He gil a perek. Each perek that they said was cut into three pieces. On each piece, they would make kia true at kia. It's not clear. The Rav learns at the end of the perek, some say at the beginning of each piece, whatever, there were three blows. He gil a perek, toku. Toku means true at kia. Ve'hishtachavu ha'om al-kol perek, tkia. Ve'al-kol tkia, hishtachvoya. Al-kol perek, tkia. Ve'al-kol tkia, hishtachvoya. Zo seder atomid laved space alakeni yrotzah shibona b'mehera b'yomenu ome. Now you're all jumping to ask me. This sentence is too early. It should have been after the next mishnah. Zagut akash. The b'sheva frekdas on ateretz da jayahin jayahin. They don't like. Please try some. It's a problem. The simple way out is because the next is the list of shir shel yoyms. So it's not likuva. It's not even lamit. So they picked it. It's random, as they say today. As they read in the kinder, they random. Everybody's random. They picked it, but it's not, you know, dinim, you know, if you'll say Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it's not the end of the world, so he put it after the Seder. What I just want to say, now that Pilmi has a Shigal Terry in the bottom of the Shnai is, because he don't want you to get confused, these are the same Shir Shoyom that we say today. If we want you to know that it's not to the Mishkan, it's not tied into the Seder Mishkan, it's the same ones that we say now also. It's not to do with Mishkan. Okay, whatever. It's a problem. Most of them remain with the Tzorchim. And some bring a gear set. They took a Miri, the gear set, stuck at the end. They took this line out and put it at the end. That's where it belongs. Let's just read it. Okay, there's a lot to talk each one, but there's no time for that. Hashir Shalvim, Ombe Samigdash, Beyem Arishon, Oye Oimim, Lashem, Oretzum, Loya. Obviously, that's the first day of the Bria. That's Nechleku Hamayim, and that's God Lashem became a rakia with a thing. He made the Yabosha where there will be dinim. Shout out, they learn here, because on Wednesday, what was made? The sun and the moon. And Hashem will take Nekoma from those who worship the sun and the moon. That's why we say Kel Nekoma, son of Yem Revi. Bachamishi Hayim Hanino Lelkim Uzeinu Huri Leleyankiv, because Bachamishi was the Brias of all the Balechayim. Anybody who sees them is going to say, Rinun Veshevach to Hashem. Bachishi Hayim Hashem Olegei Slovich, that was Brias of Odom. That completed Malchus Hashem. There was, in Main Melech Bulayom, there was now possibly a complete Malchus. It's Makir Malchuso. Shabbos, so you have a Mizzah Shilly on my Shabbos, Mizzah Shilly also lovely on Shkula Shabbos, Umnucho Lechai, Eisek, if it's Chaye Lomim, Chaye Hoy Lomim, Chaye Lomim, I got to say Eisek here. If it's Chaye Hoy Lomim, it means the one who's Mechaye the world, he's the Mechaye, or Chaye Lomim, he's the Chiyus, he's the life of the world. Mishnah Lomim Sechus Tov. I can't wait.